I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Survivors of the Mall shooting tell their stories. Let's get started. We begin tonight with breaking news, terrible news, another mass shooting, this time at a shopping mall, the Clackamas Town Center, just outside Portland, Oregon. This is new video from inside the mall. Terrified shoppers, some with their hands up as law enforcement officers swept the mall. Listen. The sweep went long into the evening until officers could know for sure that the gunman who opened fire with an assault rifle did not have an accomplice. He did not. He was acting alone. The carnage ended with two victims dead, one critically wounded, several more with lighter injuries, and the gunman killed, dead apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say he did all the shooting himself. Again, the shooter is dead, apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Local authorities gave more details just a short time ago.
Just an update, we are almost finished searching the entire mall and locating everybody and releasing them from the mall. The numbers are still the same. We know there to be the shooters deceased, two dead and one transported to trauma. Additionally, I can confirm that the shooter is dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. By all accounts, there's no rounds fired by law enforcement in the mall today. No rounds
fired. We'll take all questions at the end.
No rounds fired by law enforcement today in the mall. We are wrapping up our search of the mall and releasing everybody to the scene. We have a lot of work to do as far as gathering witness statements and stuff before everybody's released from the scene. So I'm asking for family and friends to please still be a little patient before we get everybody released from the mall. And still, if you have questions, contact the sheriff's office. I'd like to introduce Sergeant Adam Phillips, the PIO for the sheriff's office.
I've been in contact with the mall management. They have said that they are going to be posting information for businesses, employees, and customers who were affected by this incident on their web page. You can find it on the internet. The mall is going to be remain closed for the rest of this evening, and as long as the police investigation goes on, it will remain closed as well. We do not have a timeline for that. People who have stuff left inside the mall, check the Clackamas Town Center webpage for information on how to get it back. Your property is secure tonight. The process will be developed on how to get that back to you.